well, some would say, Wiggy, and you played for the man, that that is Bill Belichick doing what he always did and standing up for his guys. And some would say that that is Bill taking a giant slingshot and firing it in the direction of his replacement, Gerard Mayo. And so that is the debate that has begun post Curtis's lead. We have leads left, but if you have a comment on that, we
think it's just his opinion based on what was said. Like his opinion on a coach calling his team soft. Like if you watch Bill, and I told you I hate the Manning cast, but I watch it every first half because I like to get some of like the hair and Bill and some of the, he's very critical about coaches. He's very critical about other teams. So I feel like that's Bill just giving his opinion on, which is something that probably has gone national, where the head coach calls his team soft.
If he loves these players so much, why didn't he praise them after the unbelievable biggest upset of week one?
Oh, you got to ask Bill that.
I'm asking you guys.
Don't you think that Bill is the type of coach that doesn't really praise after a week one win? Like, I'm sure Bill looked at that and thought the Gatorade bath was ridiculous. So.
He runs to the defensive players. Why wouldn't he praise them on the national show he's hosting? In fact, why wouldn't he even mention it?
Because I think that he doesn't believe that the season starts till what? Week five, week six?
Oh, my God.
And they didn't even talk about it on week one.
Right. Why do you think that's the case, Jermaine Wiggins?
Is that because Bill
I'm asking you, not telling you anything. I'm asking you. Bill, the biggest upset of week one, correct, Shime?
That is correct.
Okay.
The biggest national pullout story was the Gatorade bath, which now looks dumb. Yep. I agree. But that was the biggest story. You have the guy who coached there for a generation on the Monday after with Pat McAfee talking week one, and he doesn't mention these players he loves.
Because Bill texted him and said, don't ask me anything about the Patriots until they lose.
That's pretty, I don't know, that's kind of rude to talk, not to praise players.
Well, shouldn't you blame McAfee for not asking him?
Right, I did on the show, but if Bill told him not to, that is so pathetic.
Do we know Bill told him not to?
Oh, my. I just expressed it.
Probably want to take the Gatorade bath back after he called them all soft, I would assume.
I mean, if he loves these players, it seems like a great opportunity to praise them after a big upset, but he elected not to. Interesting.
All right. Courtney, your lead this morning?
Hi, good morning, everybody. First and foremost, thank you for all the birthday wishes. I started the show when I was 29. I'm now 33, and I really, in the past 3.5 years, have just become very comfortable in my own skin, and that's all thanks to you guys, especially the ones in this room, and Curtis, and Shime, and Jackson, of course, and Mitch. But I started the show as one person. I've really grown into my own, and I appreciate everybody taking me in, whether it's through their radios or Twitch or in their homes, and accepting me for who I am, even those who maybe don't agree with me or don't like me. Oh. It's been really, really fun. So that's not my lead, but I just wanted to get that out there.
Are you suggesting that you are growing up before all of our eyes, and in the case of those who listen on any radio station we have in New England, before their ears?
Yes.
Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
And it's you guys have all made me better, I think. But my lead this morning is Tua Tagovailoa. He announced yesterday that he is going to return to practice on Wednesday, tomorrow, and the hope is that he is going to play in the Dolphins game against the Cardinals on Sunday. He will not be wearing a Guardian cap. He never considered retirement. This is a bad idea. I heard the way that he talked, and I love Tua, and I, you know, everybody has the right to make decisions when it comes to their health, their body, their career, but he's made more money than you could ever imagine, and he has a wife, and he has a child, and he is so young, and to go out there and put your body at risk after seeing the hits that he has taken and the way in which his body has responded, I am so scared watching him play moving forward. And I know that he's been cleared by doctors to say, you know, yeah, you can go back out there. He said he didn't have any concussion symptoms even the day after he took that last hit. But to me, there is so much more to life than football, and I am so worried about Tua's future.
He's so young, and that plays into it. With he works his whole life to get here. He's here where he's one of 32 guys that are starting quarterback in the NFL. There are people, we asked Jelani Tavai about this, and I know people. People would kill just to be on an NFL roster.
But he made it. He made it.
But it's difficult to walk away.
He made it on the roster. He's made $100 million.
Right, yeah. But it's difficult to walk away from something that
you love,
known,
that you're passionate
and
about.
And
you've been
that.
Doing your whole life.
I get yeah. that. I mean, I am so worried. The mm-hmm. fact, and I don't understand the decision. He said it was a personal decision to mm-hmm. not wear the Guardian cap, but to not take every advantage
available.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Great lead, Courtney. And we can discuss that as mm-hmm. the morning moves on. Wiggy, hello.
All right. Hello. Good morning. So I am super excited about tonight. I'm still hoping and waiting on some tickets, but if not, you know what? If not, I might pull up. My man's having a little event, Mathematic Athletics, up at Dorchester Brewing Company.
Okay, that's a thing.
That's yeah. a thing. So maybe I pull up there tonight between 6 and 11. I don't know. Uh-huh. I might want to watch the game with the peeps in the neighborhood.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what. Celtics, run it back. I said it. They got the best coach in the league.
Yeah.
You have.
Right.
This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad of the 30 NBA GMs.
Yeah, 30 NBA GMs don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right.
I would say probably top three best plays in the league in Jason Tatum.
Okay.
You have Jaylen Brown, who's probably somewhere between 11 and 9. You have an unbelievable starting five. There is no reason why you shouldn't run this back and repeat.
No one scares you in the NBA.
No one. And then when you look at your teams that you're going to be competing against in the Eastern Conference, I'm not concerned about the Knicks. Mm-hmm. With Kyle Anthony Towns going there, I'm not concerned with Milwaukee. You've been able to handle Milwaukee pretty. I'm not concerned with the Miami Heat.
What about Bronny and LeBron?
The Lakers, I am surely not concerned with. Golden State, you start to look. The only team, and I'm not concerned with them, that made themselves better and what they needed to be might be the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
In the addition of Klay Thompson. But there's nobody who scares me. I'm not scared of the Indiana Pacers. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they got the monkey off their back of winning a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now what they do is they play loose, and this allows them.
Fun.
So when they go out there to play teams like Indiana and the Knicks, they go, we blow this team off the court because we're a far better team than this.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you very much. Can't wait.
Yep.
And if you are not lucky enough to be at the game tonight, there's a big watch party going on at City Hall Plaza, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just saw the news just had it on behind you. Looks like a good setup. Okay. And going to be a good night.
Where's Bill Wiggs?
Watch parties everywhere. Yeah. You know?
All right. So my lead was I'm pivoting based on Curtis's lead this morning and the ferocious back and forth that he and I had to start the show this morning.
I love you.
My lead was going to be that baseball is back based on what you have to pay to go see game one of the World Series in Los Angeles.
Wild.
Nosebleeds are $1,200. That's the cheapest ticket into see World Series Game 1. And tickets on the first base line are $45,000.
Jeez.
But anyway.
That is wild.
In light of Curtis and the discussion that we had about Bill Belichick being petty, I shared this with Courtney and Wiggy during the break, and they were both very interested in it. And I don't, you know, I'll always consider the source. But Bill Simmons on his podcast this week said that he was told that throughout the season, last season, Jerod Mayo would be late for or would miss meetings because he was meeting privately with Bill Belichick. And so
with Robert Kraft,
meeting privately with Robert Kraft. Mm-hmm. So I would just ask you, if you were in Bill's shoes and you brought a guy on
mm-hmm.
who had played for you
mm-hmm.
and where your intent was to mentor him and help him become a head coach in the NFL, and turns out that what he is doing is behind your back meeting with the owner,
mm-hmm.
who I'm assuming had told him that he was going to be the head coach at some point before he told Bill Belichick that he wasn't going to be the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would probably respond in a very similar way that Bill Belichick does.
Right. Yeah.
I agree. I think if a guy promised his boss that he would be the head coach when he stepped down, if that guy was communicating with an owner of a rival team and quit on a cocktail napkin, that guy would really be wrong. Oh, wait, that's what Bill Belichick did to Parcells. Yeah. So it's kind of ironic that he would be mad about someone else doing that to him, but what do I know?
That's a bit different.
Wait, you wouldn't be, though, Curtis, if I were...
How is it different? You're leaving to go to a rival team. You said it was awful to talk to Dan Orlovsky. He's talking to the owner of the Patriots while he's employed by the Jets.
Well, I mean, I thought you were comparing the Gerard Mayo situation
to Gerard Mayo, what he did, if I'm Bill, I'm pissed, obviously.
That's what we're talking about.
But I'm saying Bill Belichick doesn't really have a leg to stand on, given how he left the Jets.
If I were meeting with Jackson privately and offering him your job while you were still employed on this radio show...
I would say, go for it. Good luck.
You wouldn't be upset about that, Curtis? Come on.
Nobody's disputing that Bill Belichick has a right to have an issue with Gerard Mayo.
I think Bill has handled the divorce in the most classy manner yet. He's taken shot after shot after shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat McAfee asked him something, and he responded yesterday. That doesn't bother me at all.
Well, the number one thing with Belichick is loyalty. And once you kind of go outside of that loyalty, he really is putting you in the doghouse. That's why there are so many guys that love Bill as a coach but don't like him as a coach, because they felt like he wasn't as loyal to them as he was to other places. But that's the number one thing for Bill. And I think a lot of people, I would feel a certain way if you were talking to somebody behind my back. I understand that's the business of it, but I would feel a certain way. You know what I mean? I would then say stuff afterwards. I would carry that grudge with me for a long time.
That would suck.
It would, Boomer. It would suck.
All right. Well, anyway, those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It coming up next, and we'll talk about what Joe Mazzulla said about the pressure to repeat for the Boston Celtics on Banner 18 Day. That is coming up. And then at 8:20 this morning, we'll talk to Wick Grosbeck, the governor of the Boston Celtics, on this show about tonight and this season. And at 9, Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. It is Banner Night. Our champs kick off the regular season tonight, welcoming the New York Knicks to town. The Banner 18 ceremony will take place at 7 p.m. with tip scheduled for 7:30. The only guy on the injury report to start the season is Kristaps Porzingis, who's rehabbing from his surgery. And the Bruins also in action tonight, taking on the Predators in Nashville. Puck drop at 8:45.
Sit Porzingis for as long as you need to.
Yeah.
Have him ready to go and be healthy come the postseason. That's what I would do with Kristaps.
Yeah.
Now, don't take your time. Go to Joel Embiid. No back-to-backs. Sit. Relax. I need you for the playoffs.
Load management.
Yep.
Don't tell Garnett.
I will tell Garnett that. Want to do a repeat, you need Porzingis.
The Ravens took down the Bucks 41-31, and the Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15 in Monday Night Football. And it is bad news for Brandon Ayuk. He's been diagnosed with a torn ACL-MCL. He will be out for the rest of the season. And an MRI has confirmed that Deshaun Watson has ruptured his Achilles. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Happy birthday again. Lovely day for it. 54 degrees and sunny. Afternoon high, sunny in the low 70s.